at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just asked my sister's listening today that she just starts to really understand and see what it's like to walk in be in a place of real clarity with the Holy Spirit, hearing and understanding Him and just obeying Him every day, and just seeks after that as a goal and cherishes that. Ask all these prayers, you guys, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so just talking about times of judgment, going through Isaiah 33 and Amos and things like that, but taking a look at what it's like to hear the Holy Spirit and walk with Him every day, because He's the one that's going to guide you through the judgment of the United States, okay? During times of judgment, He's the one you're really going to need to cleave to. He's going to tell you what to do, what choices to make, how to prepare. Okay, if you don't already have a prayer list, it's a good idea to start, let Him, okay, start guiding you in a prayer list, okay, of things that you may need, okay, both spiritually, but then carnally and practically, okay, because there's things that you may not even think of that are necessary that you may need, okay, so you want to let Him guide you in your prayers. You always want Him to be the one that's guiding your prayers, because then they're continually granted. Okay, when the Holy Spirit is the one giving you a prayer, you've got it. It takes some time and some resistance. There's always persecution there, but you got it, okay? Because it's a prayer that's according to the will of God, okay? But it's really important, talking about, like, confusion and, like, you want to just be in this place of real humility, okay, where you're hearing, okay, the Spirit, and just obeying Him every day, okay, but you just really want to be in a place of clarity. It doesn't mean that you're going to know everything, okay, and once again, you're not going to be like a prophet or something like that. You don't want to, you know, be guarded against all these prideful fantasies and stuff like that. But you just want to be in a place with the Spirit, okay, where you're obeying Him and you're hearing Him and you're receiving what He's saying, okay? And you're having a mind that's conformed to the image of Christ, okay? Having that mind of Christ, like Scripture talks about, because when you're in that place, okay, then you're going to have less confusion. And it's like when you're not in that place with the Lord, there's just a lot of like fog is the only way I can describe it, okay? Just like spiritual fog, okay? Where you think you're supposed to do this, but you don't know. And you think you're supposed to do that, but you don't know. And you think you're supposed to do this over here, but you just don't know. And it's just like a lot of question marks. And that's what you want to get rid of, okay? You really want to be in a place of just clarity spiritually, okay? Where you're just hearing Him. And once again, you're not going to know everything, okay? Because He's God. He's going to tell you what you need to know. He's in charge, okay? He's the boss, all right? So, because a lot of times when people think of hearing the Holy Spirit, they start thinking that they're going to have all these, you know, revelations of everything, and it doesn't work that way, okay? You look at here's an example. This is Numbers chapter 32, okay? What's going on is the tribe of Reuben and Gad are going to Moses, and they're asking for land, okay? That's on the other side of the Jordan, okay? And Moses gets upset with them, okay? He says, "And behold, ye are risen up in your father's stead, and an increase of sinful men to augment the yet fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. For if ye turn away from him," I'm sorry, this is starting at verse 14, "he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and ye shall destroy all this people." So Moses is like, you're coming and asking for this land. You know, we haven't gone in there and fought yet. You're being sinful, okay? He's really angry with them, okay? And they respond, and they came near unto him and said, We will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and our cities and our little ones, but we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them onto their place. And our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return unto our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. Okay, and they go on to explain themselves more. So Moses is wrong. Okay, he thinks that they are, being sinful and wanting land, and they're going to just go and abandon the situation. Okay, and they don't. They're saying it just works better practically for them, but they're still going to fight. Okay, so that's just a good example how Moses is probably, I don't know, maybe other than Elijah, the most highly anointed prophet in the Bible, right? But he doesn't know everything, okay? They didn't come to him and he automatically knew and could know automatically what it was that they wanted. No, he just talked to them as a person, one person talking to another. But Moses is a huge prophet, okay? And he didn't know that. He found out when they explained it to him, okay? He said, oh, okay, you want to go and fight? That's fine. Okay, yes, you can do that, okay? So what I'm trying to explain, okay, is that God tells you what you need to know. Okay, and there's more examples in the Bible. You've got also too Joseph, who's also a highly anointed prophet. Okay, knew about the whole famine for Egypt, but he doesn't know that his father is still alive. Okay, that's one of the first questions he asks his brothers when they come and see him in Egypt. Okay, so he knows a lot, but he doesn't know everything. Okay, you know just what God wants you to know and needs you to know. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just seeking after you, and just really walking with your Holy Spirit and just learning to hear his voice and develop that clarity with you. I ask all these crazy Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal